Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The chief medical officer would be identifying the persons who are already vaccinated so that we can get them on the ship. You see there's a ship in the harbor. Two of them there now. Good. And the ships don't have enough personnel at the moment to keep people on the ships, but they have enough personnel to transport persons to these destinations. But Simone Kizer Beach tells me that what she wants to do is to, the chief medical officer, is that those who are vaccinated, she can get them going there on the vessel, on the ships, those who to go to particular destinations, if they choose to. This is a voluntary business. And the those who are not yet vaccinated but who would be vaccinated, you wouldn't want to send them immediately after vaccination. You'd want to hold them, keep them for a day or two, because if some persons upon vaccination, you know, they develop an itch, a little wooziness in the head, you know how that is. Some people, so you would like to keep them there, so there's 2 days and so on. So there are some matters which have to be dealt with. And then the ships are doing, there are certain things we have to do with them. But the...
All over the world, the IMF and World Bank are in control. The Rothschilds are in command. And they are saying that we're going to put an experimental vaccine that changes your very DNA in your body that's linked to mass death, sterilization, neurological disorders, and of course death. Or you won't be able to have a job, leave your house, get on a train, get on a bus, get on an airplane, go to a bar, go to a restaurant. And now, if you're on an island nation, like St. Vincent, that's had 4 eruptions, a volcano burning down part of the island, well, you're not allowed to leave till you had that shot. And as most of the Caribbean still shut down with the whole COVID hoax, it's simply incredible. But everything's okay, folks, because look at this chilling photo of your TV viewer. It's on the puppet vice president's Twitter. Brighter days are ahead. The real president's not allowed on Twitter, but you know, he didn't realize the threat of the full takeover. He still thought he lived in America. But, oh, brighter days are ahead, meaning Joe Biden, the puppet, will soon be gone. That's what I certainly get out of that. Okay, I've got to be calm. I've got to be a good boy. I've done massive research for this show. I tend to just then blow up once I do. Probably did 6 hours of research today. And then I get super prepared, and then I just blow up. It's usually an entertaining show, but not as informative as it should be. Well, guess what? I feel like I'm going to be a good boy. And I'm going to cover all the latest developments on the collapsing border, Biden officially certifying human smuggling and just total criminal activity, the globalists admitting that the vaccine is being used for depopulation, just the biggest developments yet on that front. The ADL, our master, our commander, our ruler, our thought police field marshal, our Fuhrer, the head of the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, has said Tucker must go. He talked about the Great Reset's plan for replacement migration, which is an official UN plan. Democrats teach it in all their schools, but you aren't allowed to talk about it as an American because Mr. Greenblatt's in charge. Okay, we'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday, April 11th, 2021 broadcast. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, as I am every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then the great Owen Stroyer comes in with Sunday Live for 2 more hours with special guest news analysis and your calls. I intend to also open the phones up and take calls in the second hour tonight. Then I've got the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and other great InfoWars shows at band.video, like our great morning show, American Journal with Harrison Smith, live call-in show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. And just remember, with the whole backdrop of what we're about to cover, on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 cable and TV stations, UHF, VHF, you name it, and Global Shortwave, WWCR, on TV satellites, radio satellites, you name it. The currency of the realm, the king daddy, the essence of victory is you. You could have a big wound on your foot and you're on a deserted island where you stepped on an old nail and you're getting gangrene. But if you're able to cauterize that out with a piece of burning bamboo and then get some penicillin, you're going to live and not lose the leg. But if you don't have penicillin and the infection got too bad, you probably die. Well, InfoWars is like penicillin. So when you get shipwrecked, if you had that little medicine chest with some penicillin, you kept it in a cool, dry place, maybe in a cave. A few years later, you're still deserted on the island. You got a bad infection. You take the penicillin. Knocks out the bacteria, you live. Well, it's the same thing with the show. If you don't share it, you're the white blood cells, or you're like the bloodstream, you know, carrying the antibiotics to the infection, then we don't have any hope. So InfoWars is like a big bottle of penicillin on the shelf, but you've got to get it in to the body, ladies and gentlemen. So this is your mission. If you choose to accept it, is to tell everybody you know about the local stations you're listening to or TV stations you're watching. But regardless, tell friends and family to tune in at the dreaded demonized InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Sunday Live. Here's the incredible headlines. Let me tell you what's coming up, and I'm going to drill through every single bit of it. Sunday Live. Biden threatens war with Russia while collapsing U.S. border. Meanwhile, the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent is using a volcano to hold its citizens hostage for forced inoculations, and so much more. So coming up today, this is what we're going to cover. Secretary of State Blinken, who blinked big time with China, they've since basically invaded Hong Kong and Taiwan, warns of consequences if Russia acts aggressively in Ukraine, where we are moving troops in against the Russian-held areas of eastern Ukraine that have been Russia since Russia was Russia. It's like if the Russians claimed Boston or New York, we'd say, that's not a Russian city.
but eastern Ukraine is where Russia started, and it's where Russia's gotten in a bunch of wars over it. And all the really smart analysts agree, including the former heads of major intelligence agencies, I've not talked to just one but two in the last few weeks, they agree that there's a good chance this is going to start a large war. But that's okay. The puppet Vice President Kamala Harris said on Twitter, where she's still got free speech, the president doesn't, real president, brighter days are ahead, with a picture of her looking out Air Force Two's window. Very creepy indeed. And then we're going to get into exclusives we have. Watch human smuggler with baby and cartel tats confronted by reporters at the border. And then the mainstream media writing not dozens, but hundreds of news articles. When I say hundreds, basically hundreds of NBC channels and ABC news channels around the country ran newscasts from L.A. to Phoenix to San Antonio, anywhere near the border, and they're not like San Antonio was close, but closer, saying Alex Jones is a liar and hoaxed video of saving children from a smuggler. Wow. Well, since then, hundreds of people have gone down there peacefully to McAllen to show where I was at, and you can be there 30 minutes, you'll catch the exact same thing. And they're like, well, Biden says it's legal. Well, Biden can say we can sell heroin to two-year-olds or give, you know, hand grenades to chimpanzees. Doesn't mean it's the law. I mean, Biden could say that, you know, he's God. He isn't. There's not even executive order. And I'm going to show you the Associated Press in three articles admitting it's illegal in a moment. That's coming up next segment. But it just shows how they lie to you. Oh, and that goes to the next point. It's why they don't want anybody to have their own radio show, their own TV show. They're confident that in the future they're going to shut down terrestrial radio and TV just by it becoming obsolete, but it won't become obsolete just like AM didn't. That's the only place you get the truth. AM was all going off in the early 80s until Rush Limbaugh came, and then it made AM incredibly valuable again. So they don't know what to do because, you know, the truth's still getting out. And so now they censor on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter congressional hearings with scientists saying COVID-19's way overblown, and now Governor DeSantis has a roundtable with a prestigious scientist saying the same thing, so that gets banned because, well, the UN is the medical authority. And who runs the UN? Big Pharma, which Google and Facebook and Twitter have merged with. They don't want you to know that truth. And that brings us to our next big enchilada, and I'll be covering that at the bottom of the hour. Tucker must go, ADL CEO. Calls on cable companies to drop Fox News. He already threatened Mark Zuckerberg into letting him run a board that they was put on last year that oversees speech on Facebook. That's 3 billion people. Mr. Rosenblatt's the head of the board that decides what can be said and what can't be. He's our political commissar, our boss, our censor. Closest thing in my lifetime to a Nazi ruling over me I've run into. Oh, he was safe from those Nazis, like George Soros and Arnold Schwarzenegger, who they've given awards to because they both praised Hitler and one worked for Hitler. Oh yeah, Schwarzenegger in Rolling Stone other places said he loved Hitler. But see, if you love Hitler, Mr. Rosenblatt loves you because he loves power and control. He's the high priest. You got to go to him for absolution. And so Tucker talked about replacement migration. It's an official UN plan that the Democrat Party and all these universities push. You hear it everywhere. Soon you old evil white people will all be dead, and we're going to bring in all these minorities and have them on welfare, so they'll be the majority, which they are now, and they'll vote for Venezuela. And, of course, the big banks will then finance that and sit offshore and watch us go from a richest nation in the world to the most enslaved nation in the world. 4% of the world's population had half the wealth of the 50s. Half that wealth's already gone. We're down to about 30%. And so we're going to show you at the UN website. So I guess Mr. Rosenblatt should call for the UN to be shut down because they call for replacement migration and it doesn't exist. Oh, but it gets better. I have the ADL calling for stopping replacement migration and banning any non-Jews from Israel living there and not having a one-state solution. I'll show you from ADL.org. Oh, but see, it's okay if they have race-mixing laws in Israel. And it's okay if they're against replacement migration in Israel. But if you talk about it here, which has been done by design, and the left's teaching that whites are bad and evil, you see it all over the news, I mean, it's everywhere, it's every 5 seconds. Target sells a book they publish with prayers about destroying white people because we're inherently bad. Mr. Rosenblatt doesn't say a word about it. In fact, he endorses it. Wow. So, racial politics is powerful. And that's what Mr. Rosenblatt's doing. So let me be honest with you. The closest thing I see to a Nazi in America is Mr. Rosenblatt and is Sacha Baron Cohen that says arrest people. Arrest Mark Zuckerberg if he allows any other ideas on Facebook. That's called fascism. That's called dangerous. That's called un-American. But hey, they've already basically taken over the whole internet.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live broadcasting worldwide on this live Sunday, April 11th transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. So let's dive right into it. Yours truly and Tucker Carlson, along with Vice President Pence, for the last 4 days have been dueling as the top three things on Twitter. And that drives the left into just in total insane frothing mode. Because Tucker's shadow banned on there, I'm totally banned on there, and then, you know, Mike Pence is the former vice president. And when they see the millions and millions of views of us running into children that had not been screened properly by the Border Patrol, turned loose to a so-called Catholic Charities, where it's a bunch of people with devil tattoos, you name it, loading children into the trunk of a car, we made the point they were transporting them illegally. And all of what's going on is smuggling, according to federal law, when they're not given the paperwork, when they're not going to a hearing. I mean, a judge has to bare minimum release them. So federal law is being violated. No executive order has been signed. But I thought I would show TV viewers, and radio listeners can search any of this for yourself, some of the mainstream news on this just the last few days. Here's the Associated Press. Migrants freed without court notice. Sometimes no paperwork. Well, it's not sometimes. It's almost all the time. We've interviewed the whistleblowers. We've interviewed the local police and the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol's been on record. The hell, the head of the Border Patrol came out and said, it's a humanitarian disaster. We've got 15,000 a day just of kids alone. They're asking NASA employees to take them, college professors to take them. The FBI said 2 weeks ago, we're waiving the law that you need a background check before you keep children. Because they said, rush the border. Biden said, rush the border. He said, you have courage if you do it. It causes the biggest rush ever. And then when it breaks down, they go, oh, well, there goes the law. Oopsie. Just let them go wherever they want. And here's this woman wearing a mask with the Grim Reaper tattoo on each leg and each arm. And it's the exact Grim Reaper tattoo of MS-13. And so we went and got all this footage. And what is the response of the internet the first day on Wednesday? Oh, it's fake. He hired fake police. They had tweets with like 20,000 retweets going, what the hell? Jones hired fake police. This whole thing's fake. Oh, yeah, it's real fake. I don't have a budget to even shoot professional commercials, much less fake stuff. That's why all our ads are me standing there going, here's the product, folks. But, I mean, if I could shoot stuff like this with a $100 million budget, I'd win Oscars every year, okay? Then the Catholic Charity goes, no, Jones did it. But, you know, this was just a guy helping migrants, cramming in the back of a car illegally. That's why the police took the kids away and took them back into the charity. And then I had to go back to Austin, and our guys were there another day. They have a whole bunch of footage of the same thing happening, and worse. And don't worry, we're going back down there. We're going back down to Brownsville. We're going everywhere now. I'm going to be down at the border all the time now because you're saying it doesn't exist. But, hell, they say Antifa doesn't exist. Or BLM never set a fire, just say the border doesn't even exist. They'll probably say that next. So let's continue. Migrants free without court notice, sometimes no paperwork. Oh, really? Totally illegally. Here's another one. AP, U.S. waives FBI checks on caregivers at new migrant facilities, including those with dirt floors under bridges. All this we told you years ago, months ago, now it's all confirmed by your God from the mainstream media, the AP. Here's another one. Border Patrol agents found 63 people inside a commercial trailer during a failed human smuggling attempt in Laredo. Well, it's not smuggling. I mean, they don't need any paperwork. I mean, you heard, cram them in the back of van, cram them in the back of a hatchback, put them in a trunk, put them in an 18-wheeler. I mean, oh, but when the cops stop them, oh, it's human smuggling. When we stop them illegally, we're bad people. That's right. We're bad people. Abbott claims child sex abuse, neglect of migrant children at San Antonio migrant facility. No, they've had the jail guards go public. Everybody's gone public. It's massive. It's out of control. And the media makes jokes about that, even though all the whistleblowers just came out. Those are on Infowars.com. And we've got this. Catholic Charities responds to radio host Alex Jones McCallum child immigrant encounter video. Valley Central. Wonder why Biden's czar, after only 2 months on the job, abruptly quit. After citing no crisis. House passes legislation to legalize millions of undocumented migrants. Fox News. New York to give illegals who lost work during pandemic one-time payments of $15,600. Citizens to get nothing. It's all a magnet to bring them here so Democrats can put them in their houses, sign them up, and get the money. That's for Democrat operatives. That's come out in court. South Texas finding bodies of illegals on their land every day. Newswars.com with links to local news. Raped and killed men and women. And it's not white supremacists doing it, folks. It's the cartels. But they're brown. They can't do wrong. U.S. spends $6 million per day to house unaccompanied migrant children, says the federal government. Why do you think Putin 10 years ago barred adoptions of Russian children by Americans? They said that they found a large percentage disappeared to other countries other than the U.S. Many of them ended up dead, and the Russians alleged sex abuse and that pedophiles were raping even small babies and that some babies later ended up in snuff films. CBS News. Remember that? Can't get the Russian meat anymore, but they're getting the Central American. That's mainly who the U.N. organizes and then brings up. So that's what we've got going on here. And the media tried to spin it. Look at this article out of Talking Points Memo. Charity helping migrants. Oh, it's just helping migrants with that have been waived in and not even checked. And a lot of times, no DNA testing ever, not even with their parents. Alex Jones uses staged confrontation. Oh, really? What was staged? The people weren't real? No, they go on to admit it was real. They just call it staged. Did Alex Jones really save kids? Analysis viral video where he stops car. Catholic Charities. Oh, the Blaze. You know, the guy that brings teddy bears down to the smuggled kids. Glenn Beck, man, he just won't stop. Catholic Charity accuses Alex Jones of staging confrontation over reported child migrants. Trump ended it for 4 years. Guess that upset old Glenn Becky boy. He was like, let them all in. Bring the kids in. Remember that? What a creepazoid. And he posted that on the Blaze and attacked me and said, I'm a fake. No, buddy, we all know who the actor is and the guy that rehearses for hours before he goes on air, reads off a teleprompter. We know who the fake is. And I just wish Glenn Beck would stop. I've tried to get him to stop. He destroyed himself with his attack on Trump early on, and now he's turning to Colonel Sanders. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to go, oh, look, Sister Normus Pimentel, named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential women. She runs the Catholic Charities down there with all the kids pouring in. And she's a big globalist, of course. Isn't she so sweet? Isn't she just so nice? So now they're just waving everybody. And first they said, don't call them illegal aliens. Call them migrants. And now it's, oh, don't even call them illegal being smuggled. Just don't even look. Just, it's all legal now. There's no law. It's still illegal, but we just call it legal. And we'll have Glenn Beck come out and say, that's the case. So there you go. And they just play these sleight-of-hand games. All right, let me come back. Little Nas X, who does a lot of children's shows but did the deal where he has sex with the devil. Well, he put out a children's video of the little animals having sex for kids. He put it out, he promoted, he pushed a pedo video. That's right. Now the little kids have sex together on video. But it's okay because it's cartoons. That makes it legal. To just show cartoons having sex. That's right. Open.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload. and it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping. Your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher. Put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors. And just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To the great game, all the textbooks the British Empire wrote about dominating the subcontinent of India, they used a few thousand troops to dominate tens of millions of people because they would divide, using sociology and anthropology, different culture groups against each other. Even if they were Hindus, if they were Buddhist, if they were Muslim, they would play those different groups off against each other. It's called divide and conquer. And it came out in the WikiLeaks. This is not our opinion. that Hillary's like, we're going to lose this election. The public's waking up to us. And she's got major psychology professor heads telling her, well, just accelerate the culture war, racial and religious and sexual division. And so when you see all this, this is just the big banks, the mega corporations, big tech that's running slave camps in China, you know, Uyghur death camps invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, doing horrible stuff all over the world. They're backing China, telling you, oh, look, fight with each other, whites and blacks. And then I remember before they fired Lou Dobbs over at Fox for exposing election fraud, he would cover Reuters articles where George Soros was bragging that he was giving billions of taxpayer dollars he got from the State Department under Obama to the illegal aliens from the Middle East, from Africa, to go into Europe and into the United States with those big caravans. And the ADL would come out and say, this is anti-Semitic, George Soros is Jewish, and so Lou Dobbs needs to be fired. It had nothing to do with George Soros being Jewish. They made it about that. Yeah, there's Reuters. George Soros, MasterCard, to partner to aid migrants, refugees. So, again, we're talking about, like, saying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won Super Bowl 2020. That's a fact, but the ADL would come out and say, no, the sky's red, that's anti-Semitic. Now, why is this so important? Well, Abe Foxman used to run the ADL, which is just a leftist globalist anti-gun group that basically a bunch of self-appointed people claim they speak for all Jews, and then people pay them money and they'll call their enemies anti-Semites. But they would call all sorts of people that hadn't done anything that, so they lost a bunch of lawsuits, almost went bankrupt. So they brought in this more smooth operator. He's an Obama minion, because it's really Obama that's in charge still, Jonathan Greenblatt. And Jonathan Greenblatt then started shaking down Facebook, you name it, having his surrogate, Sacha Baron Cohen, call for the arrest at their official headquarters of Mark Zuckerberg if he didn't do more. So Zuckerberg put Rosenblatt over Facebook's thought control board. It's actually a hate crime board globally. And he decides what can be said, what can be done, I guess what country can be invaded, what can't be. You know, what group can criticize one group, what group can't be. That's why you see Christian persecution accelerating. Never a word out of the ADL about that. And it's really dangerous. And so now he's taking aim at Fox News and what split up. You know, Fox sold its entertainment off a few years ago, but kept News Corp and Fox News and Wall Street Journal. So that was split into two. And so now he goes on the no rating show with the most ridiculous person on earth who tries to act all officious and powerful. Brian looks like a child molester Stelter. I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm saying if I was going to cast somebody for a movie where, you know, if the clown eats children, grabs them out of a sewer pipe, I mean, it looks like him. But that's not what matters. He molests our First Amendment. He goes around trying to purge everyone. And he's got another raper of the First Amendment on with him. And that is Lord King, master of us all, head of the board that controls our speech, Kaiser Greenblatt, King Greenblatt. And so they're on there attacking Tucker Carlson for talking about replacement migration, which you can go to any university site or turn on the news, and it's like, thank God, whites will almost be gone. Whites are inherently evil. Get rid of the white people. My God, we've got to exterminate the whites. We've got to genocide the whites. And that's the left. And the Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, funded by the Democrats, creating racial division in America. And so then if you don't like being told you're bad because you're a white person or because you're a Christian, well, here comes Rosenblatt to call you a Nazi on top of it. But what gets even crazier is he says it doesn't exist. I can show you the Democrats bragging about it. I can show you Israel saying they don't want replacement migration, and they even use that term. I can show you all of this, but it doesn't matter because you better do what the Democrats say, or Lord Rosenblatt will have you taken off or have you fired from your job. So that's how it works. So let me show you some of this. Then I'm going to show you the ADL next segment. I'm going to go into it right now. The ADL saying there's no great reset either. That's anti-Semitic. If you say that Klaus Schwab wants to shut down the world economy to save the earth and admits the lockdown is about carbon taxes, which I have all the quotes of him saying, Rosenblatt says you're also a Nazi. Business is very easy. Doesn't matter if Klaus Schwab and the whole EU project's actually Nazi. So the Nazis have learned this round. What you do is you start an organization, run it, and or buy off an organization. And I mean, if Hitler would have just hired a few Jews and put them up front for him and, you know, had them say how great he was, he probably would have won World War II. So this is truly sick, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and play this clip of him on with Brian Stelter yesterday.
So what do we want Fox to do? I mean, first and foremost, Tucker has got to go. Again, I think it is a risk, not just to the corporation, it's a risk to our society to be promoting these anti-Semitic and racist myths that literally were used by people on January the 6th to try to not just interfere with the election, but to murder lawmakers. I mean, I think we've really crossed a new threshold when a major news network, you know, dismisses this or pretends like it isn't important. This has deadly significance. So number one, Tucker has got to go. And then I think secondly, Brian, Fox needs to look at their entire primetime lineup and finally ask themselves, does this work? Because at the end of the day, let's acknowledge, Fox isn't alone in this. They have advertisers. They have affiliates, right? There are cable companies who carry their signal. If Fox won't act, it may be time for the advertisers to act. It may be time for, again, the affiliates and the cable companies to act to finally, once and for all, say that America is, simply put, no place for hate. Why are
you
not in the debate anymore, Brian?
Tucker just says, I'm talking about voting rights. And then the Murdochs will say, we don't cancel people. They'll say, you're trying to engage in cancel culture. That's what I can actually hear them
in my ears. Stop right there. He then goes on with the greatest bravado, hubris, I guess let's be the proper word, and says, oh, no, this isn't censorship. This isn't cancel culture. Well, you want me to play you the Tucker Carlson clip that Mr. Greenblatt tweeted out? Because it's the most, quite frankly, boring for most of what Tucker Carlson covers. He's like, yeah, the Democrats have been to bring in third world people. They control. It'll vote for them. You know, replacement migration. I mean, this is what they say. This is the party platform. They want illegals to be able to vote. So anybody can find this. They just go to Mr. Greenblatt's deal if you want to see what Tucker said. But it's extremely, extremely milquetoast. But, oh, that turns into Nazi. Really? I thought we were the country that beat the Nazis and saved Mr. Greenblatt's family. I thought both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps and both almost died. I thought I don't almost exist for helping save the Jews out of Europe, my ancestors. But that doesn't matter to Mr. Rosenblatt. He just waves a wand and I am now the bad man. He is now the good guy. So when we come back, we'll actually play for you the devilish evil. It's a short clip that they want him banned for. And then I'm going to show you the ADL saying we cannot have a one-state solution and allow non-Jews to live in Israel because they will then outbreed and outvote us. They even say the Arabs have too many children. Now, listen, I don't mind Israel existing. I'm not against the Jews. I think as a group, people should be able to have their own homeland if they want it. It's just you can't then say that whites can't even exist here. And then the ADL is going to lead a Tower of Babel coalition on a jihad against the evil Christians because, I mean, you got some beef with Christians from 500 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please
keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Find us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
I remember.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
Stop being politically correct. I stopped caring what the sister said. Because I knew I was a good person and I was telling the truth. All right, so you can say, well, who cares about the ADL or the Southern Barbary Law Center or Media Matters? Well, these groups have been put on these telecom boards to surveil you, to get in your private accounts, to track your private messengers. They're in those too. ADL famously got in big trouble criminally for breaking into police stations and stealing files, intelligence files on the general public. And so the ADL's got a lot of chutzpah. And they don't go after real Nazis, folks. They just sit there and try to parlay political power to the Democratic Party. And so now they're going after the populist Tucker Carlson, who really does genuinely care about everybody and wants our jobs back and wants to unify us, and who really tries to bring us together, a good, wholesome, loving person. I mean, I'm 10 times meaner than he is. And I don't have a bad bone in my body for somebody that's a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or an agnostic, as long as you're not trying to enslave me. But there are plenty of Muslims that want to conquer me and say I'm bad. Well, I'm against them. There's some crazy Christian groups that want to take over, and I think they're cults. But, I mean, the ADL goes around bullying Americans and trying to control our speech. And I don't care if it was the Russians or the Nazis or the Easter Bunny doing it. I wholeheartedly oppose it. Now, let's see the clip that Mr. Rosenblatt tweeted out that he's saying is Nazi and evil and bad, and we got to boycott Tucker Carlson, and we got to boycott Fox and boycott his stations and and have him taken off the cable providers because of this. Because they've already gotten Trump banned everywhere. They've already gotten Alex Jones banned off everything. They've already gotten thousands and thousands of prominent nationalistic conservatives and, you know, mainline individuals. I mean, a lot of just really Prager University's getting banned all over the place. Because it's good, decent info. And, oh, it's got a Jew running it who's a great person. So I don't look at what a person is. I look at what they produce. You know, like Martin Luther King said. So if you stand up for conservative, real values, pro-human values, you're attacked. Because it's in the way of the corporate takeover. You know, where is the ADL criticizing the Uyghur death camps? And criticizing Apple, that admittedly runs the biggest factories getting components made by slaves. They're not there. He's too busy telling you Tucker Carlson's a Nazi. He's too busy writing letters to the New York Times saying, I hate Jews, and Alex Jones should be taken off the air when any idiot knows the anti-Semites don't like me. Because they're all part of the same globalist divide and conquer camp. But I will not sit there and watch people wrap themselves in Judaism and then say, I'm a bad person, and then bully me and engage in something that's as close to Hitler as I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that's what Hitler did, was take speech and take a bank accounts and take people's rights and silence them and persecute them. And that's what he did. And now that's what you do, Mr. Rosenblatt. And you had Sacha Baron Cohen on saying it's time to arrest the big tech heads like Mark Zuckerberg if he doesn't do what you say. And he got on his knees and he appointed Mr. Rosenblatt on that board under that threat of imprisonment. That's called terrorism. And that's what all this is. It's beyond bullying now. So here's what they said he needs to be taken off the air for. This was tweeted by the God Rosenblatt. Here it is.
I know that the left and all the little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally hysterical if you use the term replacement, if you suggest that the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots, with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. But they become hysterical because that's what's happening, actually. Let's just say it. That's true. If this was happening in your house, if you were in sixth grade, for example, and without telling you, your parents adopted a bunch of new siblings and gave them brand new bikes and let them stay up later and help them with their homework and gave them twice the allowance that they gave you, you would say to your siblings, you know, I think we're being replaced by kids that our parents love more. And it would be kind of hard to argue against you because look at the evidence. So this matters on a bunch of different levels, but on the most basic level, it's a voting rights question.
Oh, by the way, I don't have a teleprompter. I get stuff wrong. It's Greenblatt, Jonathan Greenblatt, Jonestown Greenblatt. I know him very well. I just got the name wrong. So there you go. You just heard that. By the way, I just showed you where New Yorkers get no money. They get the federal $1,400 check, but no state money. But illegal aliens get $15,000+. So that's 20, 30 nice bikes. 20 or 30 decent bikes. 15 bikes. 10 bikes. The point is, I guess a fancy bike, only one bike. But that's what's going on here is insanity. To draw everybody here to then be controlled by the Democrats, to be put on welfare, to be milked by the Democrats who control the system, and then this guy wants to take him off the air. So let me just show you what's going on here. Overhead shot, please. Anti-Defamation League calls for Tucker Carlson's firing. CNN explains over images of the KKK, which at the time of the Texas Monthly will tell you it's run by the feds. Now, here's from UN.org. Can we zoom in even closer on this? UN.org. Replacement migration. Is it a solution to declining and aging populations? It calls for 600 million people to replace the United States population by 2050. This is the official plan of the UN. UN.org. Same one set up by the Rockefellers, you know, the ones that set up Hitler. Revealed UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. There it is from the UN website. But let's show you more. Here's Republicans' demographic gap. MSN, that all these foreigners coming in are going to vote Democrat. And the Democrats are going to do it. And Republicans should give more welfare. Or they're going to be outvoted. All admitting the replacement demographic. Response to common inaccuracy. Binational one state solution, ADL.org. Zoom in on this very closely. This is from the ADL website. Response to common inaccuracy, binational, one-state solution. Translate. ADL expressly condemns any plans for replacement migration in Israel. And it goes right through it right here. Furthermore, binationalism is unworkable given current realities, historic animosities, which the left stirs up here. With historically high birth rates among the Palestinians, well, imagine this if Republicans were saying this about other people. Furthermore, binationalism is unworkable given current realities and historic animosities. With historically high birth rates among the Palestinians and a possible influx of Palestinian refugees and their descendants now living around the world, Jews would quickly be a minority within the bi-nation state, thus likely ending any semblance of equality, representation, or protections. It is a situation the Jewish population would be increasingly politically and potentially physically vulnerable. Oh, you mean the left brings in a bunch of people, teaches them liberation theology, teaches them Jews are bad, and then kills you? Because I can turn on the news and see the Black Lives Matter founders, I can play clips, I will next hour, saying burn down every police department and kill all the whites, even the nice ones. Target sells a book with a Black Lives Matter head lady called Infowars.com saying, I pray to God to help me hate whites more, even the nice ones. They are a scourge and a disease, and being white is bad, unless you're Jonathan Greenblatt. He's okay, though he's got white skin. So, man, this is total race politics. This is the closest thing the Nazis have ever seen, and I won't be intimidated by the ADL in front of this. This is dangerous. This is evil. And this is divisive, and this is a plan to use race politics yet again to bring a country down and to do all of this. Yeah, there's a prayer of a weary black woman. Please help me to hate white people. And this is what Target publishes. And oh my God, can you imagine if I published a book that said, help me hate black people, which I don't hate black people. I'm not falling into their trap. But no, this is published by Target. Nothing from Greenblatt. And it goes on. Response to common inaccuracy by nation, one state solution. It goes into saying, we must be a race-based system. We can't let foreigners in. We can't be replaced. Okay? George Soros, MasterCard, a partner to aid migrants, Reuters. Greenblatt also says that does not exist. You're a Nazi if you say it. It's official. Democrats want illegal aliens voting in U.S. elections. We have the links to it right there. Census could reveal election extinction of the Republicans. The hell? Because the Democrats are making along racial lines. All of it right there, putting us in checkmate, and they're just saying, hey, be nice, be good, don't be racist, do what we say, while they push a whole race-based system and a total anti-Christian takeover. It's disgusting, it's dangerous, and history's repeating yet again, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm very worried about everybody on this planet, no matter what color you are, what your religion is. This is evil and this is wrong. I haven't even hit the great reset that Rosenblatt said doesn't exist. Whatever the hell his name is. We'll be right back with the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, defender of the republic, defender of man, defender of humanity, defender of justice. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. Now tell folks, tune in now!
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.